From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks. It is JT and Grant Lee. Now, Mr. Lee, you enjoy a good podcast counter. So what episode number is this? Do you want to introduce it?
I certainly will. Hello, JT. Hello, everyone. It is number 70.
Episode 70. Number 70. Wow. We're on the way to 100 very quickly, aren't we?
It's incredible. Like, I still cannot believe we've done 70. You've done 70. I've done 68. Which I know you won't let me forget that. So I can't say I've done 70.
No, I can't let you forget that. But yeah, that's
definitely
okay.
Not.
But it's good to have Talking Flicks around for 70 episodes, which is good. So it's going strong.
It's brilliant.
But in this episode, lots going on. We're going to be talking about Flight Risk, which is the new Mark Wahlberg movie. We've also got a rom-com called Anora, which Mr. Lee is going to explain all about that a little bit later on. I'm looking forward to getting his thorough analysis of the film. And if you enjoy Bob Dylan's movie, you'll like his we're calling it a biopic / drama, I guess, called A Complete Unknown. So that is coming up a bit later on Talking Flicks. And I did notice too, we will get to it, but around the screen's looking very full this week, Mr. Lee. Everything's starting to get back into full swing for 2025.
Yeah, which is so good to see, isn't it? You know, it always takes a little bit to get back into those sort of things because, you know, January we've got school holidays on. So, it's good to see things are starting to happen. And I love doing these special events.
Well, I just noticed that there's a lot more there after you've come back from leave and you've finally got some time to do some work. So good to see the Forum Sixers getting their money out of you. That's good to know. And a bit later on in the podcast too, brand new to Talking Flicks, JT's Positive Thoughts. And I'll have one of those to see us out a bit later on in the show. So if you missed that.
And if you're not quite sure, after you listen to this one, go back to our Wednesday podcast because that's when he sprung it on us and I just went, okay. Megan and I were going, okay, that was nice. That was very deep.
And I've got to say,
I think it's good.
In the whole 70 episodes, I've never felt so underappreciated as I did when I came out with my positive thought, just trying to spread some positivity, and then this humbug over here just shuts me down. So anyway, doesn't matter. He won't wreck my thunder. We're going to do that a bit later on. Let's get into some new movies opening this week. Mark Wahlberg's back. Topher Grace, Michelle Dockery. This is Flight Risk. It's a great action thriller. And Mr. Lee, we're still getting used to Mark Wahlberg without hair.
Correct. I cannot believe that he actually shaved his hair off on the top of his head to make the character. And I have to say, you look at him and you just go, wow, he needs to have hair, doesn't he? I'm sorry, I'm not being negative or anything, but I'm so used to him having hair. I think it's going to be such a big thing. Now, this is directed by Mel Gibson, and yes, it is Australia's Mel Gibson. He's only done 5 directing roles, so let's have a listen.
Deputy Harris?
Daryl Booth.
Hope you like flying.
I never flew a fugitive before.
Government witness, not a fugitive.
Ready to go?
Is it always this bumpy?
You get used to it.
Moretti is very disappointed in you, and he wants you dead.
He's
got me!
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Pay attention. That's the good part.
Damn it!
I'm gonna enjoy this.
You ever see a face turn this color before?
I'm gonna tear you apart.
the pilot.
Yeah, very dark Mark Wahlberg in this film. Basically, the pilot's transporting an air marshal and a fugitive to a trial. And while they're going over the Alaskan wilderness, it all kind of all hits the fan. Trust is tested. And everybody on board, Mr. Lee, may not be who they seem.
Correct. Which I have to say, we're not going to give anything away because we kind of all know from the trailer that Mark Wahlberg's playing a baddie. I'm excited to see him play a baddie because he normally has played so many nice goody two shoe type, you know, roles or action or, you know. So I think for him, this is going to be a big thing for him, and hopefully he can venture down this track and do some more.
Do you have a particular movie that you think he played a good baddie in? Like, do you have one that stands out to you that, you know, you think that he nailed it?
No, I can't.
And the answer is not really Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it's not that, no. No, I've seen him in a few, like Father Stew and, you know, those sort of movies. And he actually does play, because he's actually quite religious, the gentleman. He gets up at some God knows hour, like 4:30 in the morning, and does a full workout and does most of his jobs and all that. And he's in bed early. He is actually a really down to earth guy, which, yeah. Mm. And talking of Michelle Dockery, you may know her as Lady Mary Crawley from Downton Abbey. So oh, this is actually a very different role. She's the lady in the plane, in the co-pilot seat.
Yeah, she's the air marshal. So, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this is going to be very interesting. And Topher Grace, who we haven't seen, well, I haven't seen him in anything for a while now, so it'll be good to see what he does and brings home on the plane.
It took 22 days to shoot this film. So I think that's pretty impressive when you think about it.
Well, it is, because, you know, you think how much work goes in, and I'm sure it's a few more days to do post-production and even pre-production. But, yeah, 22 days of filming, that's pretty good. The other thing I'm impressed with, Mark Wahlberg actually improvised a lot of his lines. Mel actually let him go off script and give him a rundown and just say, right. And so this will be another good thing to see how he can improvise.
Yeah, That is Flight Risk, and it's out now. So is Anora. This is a bit of a change of pace. It's got a bit of everything, this one. It's a drama. There's some comedy, a bit of romance as well. And Mr. Lee, it's all about?
It's all about a young sex worker.
Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, threw me in this. So it's interesting how they get around. But what happens is this sex worker gets married to a guy. The guy's parents aren't happy about the whole thing. They try to get the marriage annulled. And it's a lot of behind the scenes that, you know, what the parents are trying to do as well. Let's have a listen.
What is that? Is that a butterfly?
Yeah. I'll just sit right next to you right here.
You're so classy.
We'll build you a belt.
A money belt? I got dollar signs like a real hoe.
No, but you're manifesting with those.
I got a kid who wants someone who speaks Russian. She's gonna take care of everything you need.
God bless America.
А ты работаешь вне клуба?
Not too shabby.
What do you do to get all this?
I'm a really big drug dealer.
Oh, really?
Why you trust me? No.
Welcome to Vegas!
If I get married to an American, I wouldn't have to go back to Russia.
You want me to be your little wifey?
I'm serious.
3 carats?
What about 4 or 5 or 6?
2 weeks, bitch. I'm just gonna go chill in my mansion or whatever.
Ты что делаешь? Ты себе можешь вот так мой дом ходить?
Наткнулся на какой-то проститутке?
What?
This is not a real marriage. We're getting in annulled and you have no say in it.
Your life will be destroyed.
I need you to help find Ivan.
Fine.
Like Anora.
Just good men.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Lee? You could have just thrown to the trailer rather than trying to squirm. So that would have been much. Just saying. I gave you an out, but good on you for telling us what it's all about. And you know what? It sounds really good.
It does. And you know, on our last podcast, we were talking about music and movies, how well they go. Listen to that trailer. That music really sells it as well, doesn't it?
It does.
Is such a great soundtrack. I think I'll have to watch the movie and get the soundtrack, I think.
I think you will. So that'll be the next one on your Apple Music list, the songs for Enora. Yeah, okay.
Something I do want to tell you about JT. Sean Baker, who's the director, he was at a Q&A in Australia just recently for it. Lindsay Normington, who plays the rival called Diamond, she actually has a background of being an exotic dancer. So she was actually consultating with other people on the movie on how to do this exotic dancing and everything like that. So I wonder if she got two lots of pay.
Don't know about that.
Yeah. If you're acting, plus you're consulting on something else.
Is that what you're saying? Is it consulting? Is that the nice way of saying shake it? You told me Mr. Lee doesn't get out very often. Okay. Now, one other guy, I love this guy's name, Timothy Chalamet. Oh, it just sounds so...
No, you didn't say it right.
No?
You were meant to go, Chalamet, just like Adam Sandler does.
Please never do that again. Please. That was dreadful. You've just set yourself up. Now I'm going to put that in the button bar for next week.
Oh, no.
Ah, dear.
What have I done?
A complete unknown. This is the story behind. It's Bob Dylan, essentially. Bob Dylan's music. Are you a fan of good old Bob Dylan's music?
I actually have to say not really, because I actually wasn't alive when he was around, I don't think, was I?
No, that wasn't funny, was it? No, it was. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I don't think I was. But anyway, the thing that I'm impressed with this is Timothy Chalamet, he actually sings live as well on this. It's his voice, which I didn't know he could sing, so that's a good thing. And to hear the story, I love these sort of movies where they talk about how they get from being nothing to somebody. And those sort of stories really do sell. You know, we've had Rocket Man, we've had so many over the years, and just recently Better Man, you know, how Robbie Williams got to where he is. This is a great thing, and people will appreciate a lot more how hard it is to get into this industry.
Let's take a listen.
Bobby. 200 people in that room, and each one wants me to be somebody else.
How do you sing then?
I put myself in another place. But I'm a stranger there.
How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home?
If you could just get up there one more time, use that music in the right way.
In the right way? Did you ever listen to the music you're telling me not to play? Songs are supposed to stand the test of time.
You're making quite a noise down there.
Who wrote this?
We're getting a glimpse of the future.
These are Elvis.
I want to know which side he's on.
What do you want to be?
You're kind of an asshole, Bob.
I got these special binoculars, and they allow me to see into your soul.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be lots of Bob Dylan's music sprinkled throughout this movie, and I think that's going to make it.
Certainly is. You know what? I didn't know that was Bob Dylan that sung that song.
Oh, my
I've heard
God.
That song before. I've heard that song before, and I didn't realize that was Bob Dylan.
Oh, dear. What am I going to do with you? He's a legend. He's iconic.
Yeah. So I have actually heard him sing songs. there you go. I really enjoyed that.
But this is the kind of music I pictured you having in your car when you're driving around Tamworth. This is the kind of stuff I expected you to have there, you know. So, Yeah, this surprises me very much.
No, it's more Elvis Presley and Bee Gees and.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Why are you looking like that?
I'm just, but that sums it up too. I could allow that. I believe that actually. Now, the original title for this film, it wasn't going to be called A Complete Unknown. They changed it to that. What was it going to be?
Well, this is interesting because I don't know why they're going to call it Going Electric. So it's still, I like that. I think that's a good name, but I think A Complete Unknown, you'll find out in the movie, because he was a complete unknown at the beginning, and by the end, the whole world knew him, and even me now, who I've now listened to his song.
Yeah, sorry, Bob, yeah. You've been insulted in this podcast, and it wasn't by me, sorry. So that's all that matters. Well, Mr. Lee, do you want to roll through what's also screened this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas?
Yeah, we've got Moana 2, we've got Better Man, Conclave, if you need to see something interesting, a bit of a thriller, that was good. Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, Mufasa, The Lion King, Nosferatu 2, is that how you say it again? I always get stuck on that one. That's right. Okay. Paddington in Peru, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Wicked, and Gladiator 2 are all playing at either Forum 6 Cinema in Wagga Tamworth or the Odeon 5 in Orange.
Do you want to plug the website? That's what you usually do, don't you?
No, it's okay. Forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top 5.
See, everyone knows you don't come to rehearsals when you hear crap like that going on, right? Pick up your act, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
Okay, we're still half a podcast to go.
I will be at rehearsals next week. Yeah, I will be there.
We'll see. I believe it when I see it. Can I just say one thing quickly, though? Did you notice no horrors this week in our new releases?
No,
isn't that good?
There isn't either.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love a good horror film, but...
Yeah, you love horrors, yeah.
That's great.
There you go. Mm. Yeah. We'll wait until you see you next week. That might change your mind.
no doubt. All right, let's do some top fives. And Mr. Lee, you get to travel the world first. Whereabouts are you heading this week?
Well, this week I thought, let's go to the UK. So we're off to good old England.
Oh, yes. With are you happy? King and Queen. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not Harry, just the other one.
No, okay. Harry's not there. No, Harry's gone.
No, Harry's not there. Yeah. Number 5 is Baby Girl. Number 4 is We Live in Time. Number 3 is Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Number 2 is Nosferatu 2. And number 1 for the UK, Mufasa, The Lion King.
There you go.
I'd really get stuck on that word, Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. No. Say it. Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
We'll see what you want to hope that it's not in the top 5 for Oz, otherwise you're going to be quizzed again. Let's do the top 5 for the US. Number 5 is Den of Thieves, Pantera. Number 4 is Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Number 3 for the US is Wolfman. It's the new werewolf horror movie. Number 2 is One of Them Boys, which we haven't heard of yet, Mr.
No,
Lee.
We haven't.
Yeah, okay. Must be good. It's number 2. Mm. But number 1 for the United States is Mufasa, The Lion King. Okay.
Mm, yeah. Very interesting. Let's have a look at Australia. Number 5 is Moana 2. Number 4 is We Live in Time. Number 3 is Paddington in Peru. Number 2 is Mufasa, The Lion King. And thank God I didn't have to say that other movie name again because I was stuck again. Number 1 for Australia Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Well, we wondered about this last week. Would it stay there? I think we predicted it would, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
We knew it would because it's school holidays and kids are loving it. Even adults are loving it as well. So it's good to see that 3 of the top 5 are all kids' movies.
But also good to see We Live in Time making our 5 as well.
For that the first week.
Must have been a big weekend of that too. So great to see the rom-coms and a movie like that, which, you know, is getting rave reviews. And if you want to check out our Talking Flicks, a podcast from Wednesday, you can hear Megan's thoughts all about that. Movie news, Mr. Lee, Josh Gad. This is going all the way back to the 2009 sci-fi epic Avatar.
Well, this is really interesting because Josh has just released his new memoir called In Gad We Trust, which I think that's really good because he's taken God out and put Gad because that's what's on the US currency at the top. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
There you go. No, I thought I'd just give you
I don't often carry around US currency, so... No, I'm not like you.
The only reason I knew that is because The Miracle on 34th Street, they actually had it in that, so that's why I knew. Oh. Anyway.
Aren't you clever?
Anyway, I am. So Josh actually wanted to be in James Cameron movie, Avatar, but unfortunately he didn't get the role, and he was actually doing a Broadway musical at the time. So he actually went for the audition and everything and just didn't make it. And if you actually get his memoir, In Gad We Trust, it will tell you the reasons why he didn't get it. And it's a bit sad, but you know what? People don't make, you know, the wrong mistake when, you know, when you're casting a role for a movie, it's such a big thing because if you don't get the right person doing their job, yeah, people just lose interest, don't they?
They do. Now, The Brutalist. This is The Brutalist director, Brady Corbett. What's happening with Brady? What's Brady up to now? He's saying things.
Yeah, well, he's getting a little bit of backlash at the moment. This movie's going to get some awards, I think, at the Oscars. It'll get a few noms. But he's getting a bit of backlash at the moment because he's used a bit of AI in the movie. And even though Adriana and Felicity Jones have actually done all their own work, they've done all the dialogue, they were working with a dialogue coach for quite some time, quite a few months actually, but there's been some little parts in the movie that has actually used AI to enhance, and so he's getting a bit of backlash because, as we all know, we don't want AI using in movies because that'll take away from the real actors, so that's not a good thing.
That's the latest in news. Yeah. Let's go around the screens. And as I said at the top of the podcast, it's going to be a busy a few weeks at our cinemas, the Odeon 5 and the Forum 6. Mr. Lee, let us know what's going on, please.
Sure. Well, at the Odeon 5 in Orange, on February 8 and 9, they've got a movie starting. It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin. And this is all about the journey of the four members of the band and how they go through the 1960s, playing in small clubs throughout Britain and all that, and then how they get to the big smoke, basically, and make the money. And as we all know, Led Zeppelin was a huge band, and I'm sure you've got them in your
playlist. Surprised you know who they are, given the fact that you had no idea who Bob Dylan was. So this is slightly improved, Mr. Lee.
Excellent.
You know, you're probably a bit more in the Zep era, aren't you? Yeah.
Era. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. Mm. Yes. So true. And I won't say that 1968, they had that rehearsal that we won't talk about. But anyway, that was a good year, 1968.
No. But it's good to see you move with the times, Mr. Lee. Now, the Forum 6 in Wagga, the Bollywood, more Bollywood, is Thudderam.
That's how I would say. Now, this is all about a taxi driver named, I won't say because I can't say it, and he's actually attached to an ambassador's car. So that one's on February 2, and on February 9, they've got another Bollywood movie called Hosinya Singh. I think that's how you pronounce it.
It's pretty impressive.
Thank you. And that's on February 9. So two Bollywood movies, and they're so popular. The Bollywood movies that I know that all three of us all play, they are very popular, which is really good.
What was that recent Bollywood film that was hanging around the top fives? It was not that long ago, was it?
Was that Pushpa Part 1?
Pushpa,
one,
that's right. Yeah, Pushpa. That was very popular.
Because it was. Mm. And even in the States, it was in the top five as well. So it was very big. And I know it was big in Tamworth, so a lot of people really, and we actually had to put an extra session on for that one, which is good. Now, at the Forum 6 in Tamworth, we've got our art house movies on starting up. We've got February 6th, we've got All We Imagine as Light. And then on January 30, we've got a girls' night happening for Baby Girl, which I'm very excited about because our last girls' night for We Live in Time last week went really, really well. So here's another one. And the women love it. They just think it's so much fun. And when we have these ladies' nights, anyone can go to them. It doesn't matter if you're dragged along or, you know, you want to go see it. You can come. It's open to everyone. It's just a name. That's all. Now, opening next week, which is what we just talked about, Baby Girl. This is a new crime thriller mystery, and it stars Nicole Kidman and Harris Dickinson. And it's all about Nicole Kidman's character, who is a CEO, and she actually starts to have an affair with a much younger gentleman. And, yeah, it looks – I watched the trailer, and it actually looked a real bit raunchy and, yeah, a bit sad.
I don't think there's many guys who turn down our Nick. It doesn't matter what age. That is Baby Girl. And
yes,
Maria with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she's actually playing Maria Callas. And she was an opera singer. So, you know, I'm going to go watch this. And she, your face just.
Well, I know you're lying, so.
I am going to watch it. I like that. This is all about her last days of her life in 1970s Paris. And it's apparently very, very good. Angelina Jolie, as we know, she's a brilliant actress. She can do anything. She can play basically a baddie in Maleficent to a lovely lady in this sort of movie, or even a thriller killer in that movie, which The Tourist. Did you ever see The Tourist?
Yeah,
that was
very
really
good in that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She was brilliant.
She's amazing actress.
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
She's versatile. She can do anything. So, yeah, that's Maria. And then we've got another one for the kiddies just before they go back to school. It's called 10 Lives. And this is an animated family comedy. And it's all about a cat who basically has used up his 9 lives. He's only got that life left, but he's been adopted by a very, very well-off billionaire types of people, and he lives the life, and he's really basically got to, look after himself.
One thing I know about this movie is that you won't be going to see it because you don't like cats, Mr. Lee. You're
no,
a dog
I don't.
Person.
I'm a dog
so,
person.
Yeah, so you'll boycott this movie. I know that straight away. That's exactly what's going to happen. So let's not even bother talking about that.
I might surprise you. I might surprise you. So
yeah,
there you
we'll
go.
See. We'll see. I haven't been surprised yet. Companion as well. This is Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid.
You're going to ask me, and I know.
I am.
Is he the son of Dennis Quaid, Meg Ryan? Yes, he is.
Right. Okay. He so it runs in the family. Well, good to see that Jack's now doing his thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you said, this is a horror thriller sci-fi. And it's all about a group of people that go away on a weekend trip to an estate by the lake, and then the billionaire dies, and they're stuck in this place. And as we know, if it says horror thriller, you know it's going to be edge-of-the-seat stuff.
Now, one guy who does love a good horror film, Mr. Lee, is our Talkin' Flickster, who we'll have on the show next week, next Wednesday at midday, doing a review on Flight Risk, and that is Young Adam. He will be coming on to review the movie and give us his thoughts. It'll be interesting to see, how he goes with that.
Yeah, it'll be good because we've had him on before, and he did really well, and he really wanted to watch this movie. And as we know, Flight Risk was meant to come out last year, but it got delayed. And so I think he's been excited waiting to watch it. So
I wonder how many times he's seen it this time around. We'll have to find out.
That's right, because he did Alien Romulus, that's right, and he watched it twice.
Maybe three times for this one. So we will get Adam's thoughts on Wednesday. And, of course, if you want to be a Talkin' Flickster, just hit up the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 website right now. You can head on over there, enter your details, and you could be off to see a movie for free. Put on there. Make sure you give us as much detail as possible, the kinds of films that you want to see, you know, what you really enjoy, because that way we can personalize your experience, as Mr. Lee would say. And send you off to see something that you want to see.
Say that.
I, personally, it was up to me, as I keep saying. I'd love to send you off to see something you don't like, because I feel like, you know, then we, you know, kind of really change things up a little bit. Oh, no, I'm not mean. I'm not mean.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
I wouldn't
do that. Good cop, bad cop. That's how we play on this show. Yeah. Thank you very much to our sponsors, the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth and the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange. You can get all your all the details online. And Mr. Lee, look what time it is.
We've come to the end.
That
goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And this means that you can't pick on me from this point on. So this has to be really nice with happy music.
And I'm just going to sit here and just listen to your thought.
Hold on. Do you want to do what you're doing this weekend first, or do you want me to do the my quote of the day first?
Well, I think we should end on a high, and I think your quote of the day will be your positive thoughts is a much better thing than what I'll be doing. I'll be working. I'm working on the weekend. I'm working tomorrow.
Much fun. Well, you'll need this then. Okay, this is. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty, Mr. Lee. So when you have a breakdown of a machine over the weekend, you just remember that quote, okay? That positive thought from me, and you'll get through your weekend. Don't you worry.
I like that one. That's actually really good.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's what I'm here for. So I'm here for positivity.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I can't wait till next Wednesday now to find out what the next one is.
You betcha.
You might have to just text me every day a positive thought. That would be good.
I'll do that. You know what? I will mostly every morning when I wake up, I'll make sure you're the first person I message. And you know what? I bet you don't even freaking read it. I bet you just...
and I expect that before you even talk to your wife or anything like that, I'm the first person you think of.
But you know what? She doesn't care about my positive quotes either. So, you know what? You two can go. Off you go, Mr. Lee. What's on for the weekend? A long weekend too.
It is a long weekend. I forgot it was a long weekend. So yeah, I'm working Saturday and Monday. So I've got Sunday off, and I might catch a movie. I might actually go see Flight Risk on Sunday. So
that's good.
My weekend. I'll be at work all weekend. So there you go. What are you up to?
We're doing Australia Day things, Mr. Lee. You know, I've got lots, it's going to be warm weather and things like that. So I'll get the tattoos going and the Aussie stuff. We'll deck down. Yeah, it should be good fun. Should be good fun, I reckon.
Fireworks in the backyard?
No, that's illegal, Mr. Lee. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, it is too.
Yes.
That's right.
No, it should be a wonderful weekend, and you have a good one. And Mr. Lee, have fun at work. You have fun.
Thanks so much.
Good to see you working for a change. Okay, have a lovely weekend and we'll catch you on Wednesday at midday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.